The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
This is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cudahy with you until 7 o'clock. Dublin 8 has been ranked as one of the coolest places in the world to live. So time out. They looked and they ranked neighbourhoods all over the planet based on food, fun, culture and community. And Dublin 8 came out quite close to top of the list. Well, our reporter Emma Tyrrell has been in Dublin 8 today to find out what the people themselves think.
The hairbands and hair bows there. The socks with the bows.
Oh, I agree. It's a great neighbourhood, Dublin 8. Great, the market, the whole people. Absolutely brilliant. Love it. I come to the south of Dublin and she comes from the north of Dublin over to here for the atmosphere and the people.
My name is Pat Clare. You only have to walk around the area to see, like, especially now because they're kind of half gentrifying the place, I suppose. Maybe that's part of it, you know. A lot of young folks coming in now as well. Apartments, hotels, that's all happening. But, and of course, the market here is fantastic as well because there's an awful lot of, well, the old folks come in, but a lot of new guys coming back in as well, like, you know, so it's a really good place to be.
Great neighbourhood, but they're ruining it with hotels and student accommodations. The heart is being ripped out of the Liberties.
I'm Shane Palmer. You're in Scale Bakery's Hatch Thursday. I think it's the people that really make a neighbourhood and building a community around, you know, gathering and like just, yeah, like to build something from nothing, really. Like, this area didn't always be so like attractive or nice, and I think through a few businesses they kind of brought everyone together and then attracted more businesses to the area, and I think it builds and builds and builds.
People are great. There's a lot of, actually the Taoiseach just lives up the road, so it's so it has to be pretty cool if the Taoiseach lives around here. No, it's yeah, it's picking up since the, obviously, this pandemic-y thing, but a few restaurants open. The bars are pretty good.
My name's Megan and I work with Hens Teeth. I work in the kind of production and events side of things. Things are kind of popping up everywhere. I feel like there's just a new coffee shop down the road. There's loads of nice restaurants around. There's art studios. Like, it's just a really cool place to just see and meet new people.
The highlights, probably that there's kind of really quirky little cafes around the place. They're all a bit odd in a good way. So yeah, it's different to town, obviously, because town's a little bit same-samey. So yeah, it's a little bit different. That's definitely the highlight, I think.
Yeah, some residents of Dublin 8 speaking to our reporter Emma Tyrrell today. Well, one of those residents celebrating all day long, no doubt, comedian and regular contributor to this show, Jim Elliott. Jim, I mean, have you come down from cloud nine yet?
I'm sorry, Kieran. I'm going to have to turn down my vintage steampunk coffee machine here. I'm sitting here as I sit in my handmade free trade vegan leather jacket, because that's how people who live in the coolest neighborhoods in the world dress, Kieran. You understand? I haven't worn socks in 4 years. That's how hip we are.
Oh, I mean, see, that's the problem. Like, if to be really cool, you shouldn't know it. And Dublin 8 people, you wear it on your sleeve.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, we didn't really know that we lived in one of the coolest in fact, you know what? I didn't even know that I lived in a neighborhood called Dublin 8. So who calls it Dublin 8? I'm looking at this list of neighborhoods that they have on here. Chelsea, that's a neighborhood that I've heard of. Neuquillin and Berlin and Silver Lake and L.A. Those are all neighborhoods that I've heard of. Dublin 8 is a neighborhood? I'm in Portobello. Does that mean that my local park is the Phoenix Park? I didn't think so. There's a lot of names that they could have picked. They could have said Portobello, they could have said Liberties, they could have said Comanum, they could have said Dolphin's Barn. Like, that's all in Dublin 8. Did they mean all of that?
Yeah, but maybe, you see, in and of themselves, none of them would have qualified, you know, because in Portobello, you don't have
parts.
You don't have that gritty underbelly in Portobello. You're all kind of pompous there.
If we didn't have that gritty underbelly in Portobello, then why did the DCC have to close off Portobello Plaza during the pandemic, buddy? You know, I mean, we get wild down here in Portobello. You understand? Those swans.
That was the people from Dublin 2 visiting.
Was that what that was? Those bums. Ugh, ruining my whole pandemic.
I mean, all right, on a serious note, I mean, sell Dublin 8 to us. For people who don't know, people listening to this from outside Dublin, they're vaguely aware, kind of south of the city centre before you get to the canal-ish.
Not much south of the city centre. I consider it city centre. Yeah. That's what I think is so wonderful about it, is that it is as close to the city centre as you can get while being residential in nature. And all of the comments that you're hearing from the people in Liberties, they're absolutely right. The hotels are just gobbling up big chunks of the neighbourhood, like Pac-Man strolling through town, just jump, 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 and, you know, giant hotel that contributes nothing. And that's the other thing too, Portobello Plaza, the whole back half of it is under construction right now. You know what they're building? A hotel. That's fantastic. But outside of that, okay, you get enough complaining about hotels, and I'm happy to contribute more of it, but I don't think that's what you want. Dublin 8 it's central as you can get. It's residential, and here's a key thing: it's walkable. It's walkable. There's a lot of really cool neighborhoods in Dublin that they go, okay, well, there's a two-lane road running through here. Got to have two bus lanes on it. Let's make it four lanes. Let's make it six lanes coming around this corner. Nobody wants to live on a highway. So as much as, and I'm no urban planner, so I'm probably just complaining and suggesting solutions that don't, you know, aren't workable. But the more you can cut down on traffic and the more you can make it walkable and bikeable, I think really that's what contributes to a quality of life.
Now, somewhat incongruously, Phoenix Park is in Dublin 8, but let's exclude the Phoenix Park for a minute. I mean, is there enough green space where you live? When I look at a map now of Portobello and that part of the city, that's kind of a glaring omission for me. A lot of roofs I'm looking at, not a lot of parks.
There's a lot of roofs. There's a few parks. The parks aren't super huge. When I want to throw a frisbee, I go across over to the Ivy Gardens there, which I don't know what the boundary is between Dublin 8 and Dublin 2 and Dublin 4. Is it Camden Street?
I think you're in Dublin 2 there in the Ivy Gardens. Yeah, you're in terra incognita there.
Yeah, so that's probably the biggest running around space that you get. But there's a number of smaller parks. There's a couple of little, like, on triangles of land in like Harold's Cross, and there's little parks ducked around that. The only reason I know about that is because occasionally if I need to go for a walk to clear the head, my neighbor will let me borrow his dog. So I know where those places are. I mean, could do with more green space. You could always do with more green space. More green space and more trees in the neighborhood. I mean, I'm sure I don't know if you've talked about it yet today, but I'm sure you're going to be talking about climate change. You line every street with trees going down it, and you cool the whole city, and it's a natural sort of flood prevention. So, you know, the more we can do, the better. And I don't know if I trust the DCC and the planning board there to do what they're going to do. It seems to me they're more interested in tearing down stuff that people love and putting up a nice hotel with a Starbucks in the lobby. Everybody loves that.
Listen, I don't think anybody living anywhere would disagree with the need for more green space, regardless of how much they have. But listen, Jim, I'll let you back to the celebrations, the wild celebrations.
Thanks
along
very
the
much. There's a street
canal.
Party going on down here. Thanks,
in Portobello, I'm sure. Jim, yeah, good to talk to you as always. And we'll talk to you again very soon, I'm sure. We'll get the latest news headlines now. Here's Eamon.